The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. We're going to do one more segment here on energy here because, as Chris brought out during the break, there really are an awful lot of other things that really need to be said about that. Chris, where would you start, man?
Well, the big picture that we're trying to get to here, Al, is that, and I would compare it to gold production. You know, decades ago, you could go in and mine a gold mine and maybe half an ounce of gold and on up, you made a lot of money. You don't do that anymore. You look at a lot of major properties in the world, especially open pit mines, they're mining a fraction of what used to be mined before because all the easy stuff is gone. And that's the point that we're trying to make about oil and natural gas both, is that people have to expect over time costs are going to go up because the input costs are going up, and it's because stuff is harder to get. And what does that mean? That means that a lot of these companies that are involved in fracking and shale oil and so forth, their stocks are overpriced. They've got huge debt levels now, some of them. They may at some point be turned against by the financial markets. At the same time, there's a lot of companies out there in more conventional exploration and production in the shallow areas of the Gulf Coast, one of them that I just added to my recommended list, where it's actually some of the easier stuff to still get. And those companies have been ignored by the marketplace because everybody wanted to chase the fracking place. So there's a lot of opportunities there. I'm a believer that even coal has been written off for dead a little bit too early, because as natural gas prices continue to go up over the next couple of years, coal is going to be making a comeback, at least for electricity production. And the wild card is uranium, which is really in the toilet. You were right when you said earlier to kind of write that off for a while. But, you know, one of the old investing maxims that old Sir John Templeton and Warren Buffett of others have said, and paraphrasing it, is when everybody hates an asset, you want to look at it. And I think that we're going to see no choice but to have a resurgence in nuclear power as well.
Guys, I think that it's also very important when looking at energy is to look at the international market and what's going on with different exports and also imports. And what I'm talking about and what has been a hot topic where I live in Vancouver is this new pipeline that was just approved by BC, running from the oil sands to tankers off the coast of BC to later be shipped to China. And then there are also other pipelines. Chris, you brought up off mic one from the Maritimes that they were thinking about changing the flow so that it would help the east coast of Canada not have to import so much. These all play factors in the global energy market, I believe. And as we keep on seeing these deals signed, well, especially when you look at Ukraine too, where Russia is over there trying to get its oil, in a sense, or it's LNG, actually, in a sense, signed up to be shipped to different countries over there. This all plays into the global picture. Unfortunately, I don't entirely know how this will all play out, but it's definitely something that we need to take note of. Rick, what are your comments on what's going on just around the world in energy?
Well, you have to weigh the stories, and I'm talking about coal and uranium, against the opposition, really. The coal story has been around for so long. You know, I can remember hearing in the 1970s coal was absolutely going to happen. But over the time, the cost of burning coal in ways that they're environmentally compliant with an increasingly strong EPA, the costs have gone up and up and up. No one disputes that there's huge amounts of coal, and I think in that respect, the argument that America could be completely independent if it just tapped its full coal resources, I think that's truthful. But of course, nobody imagines that we're going to go all coal, and fully exploit the coal that we have in the ground. So that story is coming along very slowly. And, of course, uranium has been killed, you might say, by environmental politics as well, because some of the you know, even the places where they'd had nuclear figured out, such as Germany, are basically saying, we don't want it. We're just going to slowly wean ourselves off nuclear power. So, you know, the future looks so grim, really, for developing nuclear reactors. You get to thinking maybe we're going to need cold fusion before we get anything like that. Let me also mention one thing that surprised me at a presentation I went to. This was by UBS, the financial house, their chief energy person, put a pie chart up in front of us, and it had energy use by the U.S. broken down into fossil fuels and nuclear and solar and this and that. And they had another pie chart that projected the various slices of usage forward 20 years. And the amazing thing was that there were very few changes in the pie chart, that with all the great stories we hear about renewable energy sources and this and that, that the expectations for change to shift energy from one source to another are greatly exaggerated, that in fact the infrastructural changes, the costs of changing our way of using energy are so huge that it takes decades, really, to change the way that pie shapes up. So, and you can see it, really, with all the brouhaha about the pipeline. It seemed like an easy way to get oil from the Northlands through the U.S. down to southern U.S., but it's had such opposition that that you can see the pipeline may never get built.
You know, I want to say one thing to kind of end this conversation that I think is really interesting. News came out this week, front page of the Wall Street Journal, among other places. They were saying that the U.S., for the first time in decades, is becoming an energy exporter. And the thing that I find interesting about that is there's another headline that really doesn't paint the total picture. You know, the average person walking down the street is going to read that and they're going to say, oh my God, happy days are definitely here again. Well, that's not even close to what all that stuff means. Who wants to make a comment on that? How about you, Chris?
As far as exporting energy, you know, back in the 1970s when we had the oil crisis caused by the Arab embargo and so forth, this government set a policy that it would not export energy any longer. Since that time, we've chipped away at that, made some exceptions to it, and another exception was just added this last week where now we're going to allow a couple of companies to start exporting condensates, or in other words, light crude oil. I won't get into the geological differences between the two, or the chemical, whatever. But I just have to question again, if what we're saying here is any close to right, and we have been led down the garden path as far as our expectations for just how much reasonably priced shale oil and fracked natural gas we're going to have to begin with, what are we doing exporting anything? Why are we exporting any oil for any reason when at the same time we are still importing oil from a place like Nigeria, for crying out loud? We have, I believe, an administration that is almost purposely destroying our energy policy and won't be happy until we're all riding bicycles and we're paying a few dollars a gallon more for gas, like everybody else is, and paying more to heat our homes and cool our homes. Are you going to purposely screw over the American consumer by these kind of measures? I mean, again, we're going to suffer from not having a long-range energy policy that puts our own people first. I think it's a shame.
It is scary, the road that the U.S. is going down. I think just the energy picture in general. We've seen wars being fought over different energy initiatives. We've also seen, well, many people die over these things. It's an interesting thing to keep track of, just even talking about what's going on in the U.S. The fact of fracking also is just a hot topic. Everything around energy seems to be a hot topic. Tell that you guys are passionate about it, too. From an investment standpoint, Chris, we want to keep on chatting about this because there definitely is money to be made in energy. You just have to be very, very selective and smart about it. Everybody stick around. We're going to be right back.
independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. A bit of a company update here. Rhylin Bailey is on the line with us. Rhylin is involved with three companies, similar management, three companies. One of them is Eagle Hill. Eagle Hill has been a sponsor on our website for a few months now, and they came out with a press release that we think is pretty important. And the press release basically had to do with the fact that, well, they got some drill results, which Merlin is going to talk about a little bit, but they are initiating a preliminary economic assessment study for the Windfall Lake Gold Project. Merlin, what's going on?
Well, this is an exciting step, Al, because, of course, you know, everybody knows there's a life cycle of a mining project where you first sort of think there may be potential there. Then you get on and do some drilling. You find some gold. That's exciting. Then you start doing your expansion drilling. But eventually you have to stop drilling and start saying, look, is this going to be a mineable project? And doing a preliminary economic assessment is the first step in that direction. So people who are interested in our AGM presentation that we had on June 23rd, I actually built a little chart that is just something I freehanded, but it just sort of shows the different life cycles, the different stages in the life cycle of a mining project and the different opportunities for revaluation. And I think doing a preliminary economic assessment is one of those first key revaluation points, because it's really the first time where you go beyond saying, yes, we're getting interesting drill results, to saying, look at the economics, look at the, you know, environmental and engineering issues, and this could, you know, really be something that we advance toward production. So we're very excited that the board has made that decision.
Rulin, I always pay a lot of credence to a preliminary economic assessment, a lot of times referred to as a PEA, simply because, as you said, it takes into account not just the drill results, but also what else it takes to build a mine and a project. And it gives you a rough idea of if it can be economic and just how economic. What are some of the outlines of this PEA in terms of the size of the project that you are hoping to outline?
Well, right now we've got just shy of 1.5 million resources, adding M&I together, which you're not supposed to. Sorry, I'm inferred and indicated together, which I know you're not supposed to do, but for simplicity's sake, let's do that. We know we've got a high-grade project. You know, in the indicated category, we've got 9.8 grams per ton gold, so we know it's a high-grade project. We know we've got a significant expansion potential, right? We've already discovered that mineralization continues to the southwest for at least another 500 meters. We've discovered that the zones continue at depth, and that's one of the things we'll be doing this year, is doing additional drilling at depth to see just how much we've got down there. But we haven't wrapped the economics around it yet. We've already done a fair bit of environmental work, which is good, but now we need to do the engineering and see, you know, how would we actually mine this project? We've done the metallurgy. We know it's a nice simple flow sheet. We know we've got the roads in place. It's accessible year-round by roads that were built by logging companies, so obviously perfectly acceptable for mining trucks. So now we're going to kind of take all of that information and package it together and say, what would this actually look like if it were mine? How would we process it? What would the costs be that are associated with that? What sort of permitting issues do we need to think about? All that stuff goes into a PEA. It's not a feasibility study, so investors need to understand that this is not the document that will take us into permitting. We're not going to get reserves at the back end of this. A PEA just gives you additional engineering, environmental, and economic information that allows the board to say, yes, we're pleased with the results of the PEA, and now we're going to go into feasibility. If the board does a really robust PEA, which is what they're planning to do, they could actually skip the pre-feasibility step and go right into feasibility. So you'll see like a really, really big project like NovaGold's Donlin Creek project, for example. They might do a scoping study and then a PEA and then a pre fees and then a feasibility, sometimes even more than one feasibility. This project is much simpler than that, much smaller than that. And so we could theoretically go right from PEA to feasibility and then from there into permitting. So it's a really exciting step. I think it will hopefully offer a revaluation opportunity for the stock, because what you see in this market, you know, for example, we had an analyst tour last year in November. We had 9 analysts come on the tour. They were, very complimentary, very excited about the drill results. They all sort of started watching the company, but none of them actually put out a target price, because in this market, we find that the banks and the institutional investors really won't take a position in a company until they know whether it's an economic project. So putting those economics out will, I think, add great credibility to the project and hopefully bring more visibility to the stock.
One thing I want to stress about the company that is important in my mind, and this is not investment advice, by the way, but you're in an area
in northern Quebec that is very, perhaps one of the most mining-friendly areas in the entire world. You're between Val-d'Or. I've been to Val-d'Or numerous times, and another place called Chibougamau. A lot of gold and copper production. That really is mining country. There's no question about it. That's what the people do. That's the industry that supports the economy, etc., etc. And
we're also in that area that the Quebec government has just designated as called the Plan North, or the Northern Plan. We're about 1 kilometer across the line, which is fantastic because the government is actually saying we want to put additional money into developing this area. So they're hopefully, theoretically, going to be even more supportive of projects because they've made a concerted decision to make sure that additional development goes ahead.
Being aware of the fact that the Canadian government is, well, it's actually the provincial government is the one that is funneling all the money into there, and as rightly they should. You've got some major properties in there. Tell us a little bit about your new director who was just brought in at the annual meeting.
Yeah, so he's actually replacing Danielle Racine. So Danielle had been on the board for about, 6 to 9 months, but he's recently been appointed to Yamana after he was with Osisko, of course, and it's been taken over by Yamana. And so we did want a director who had significant mining experience and also significant experience with PEAs and with feasibility studies. And so we brought in Paul-Henri Girard. He has worked for most of his, he's a mining engineer, worked most of his career with Agnico Eagle, and has hands-on experience with both planning and operating Canadian mines, specifically actually Quebec mines as well. So he was very instrumental in developing a couple of Agnico Eagle's mines that are based in Quebec, and we think that he'll bring significant expertise to the board, and he will be the director that takes the lead on moving that PEA ahead.
Rylan, real quick, these PEAs, they're very intensive. They do take a while. When are you hoping, as a general time frame, to have the PEA released?
Well, the nice thing is that, like I said, we have done a lot of the work already. Like, we've done some preliminary metallurgical testing. We've done a lot of the environmental work. So that will help expedite it a bit. But the board has just sort of given us the green light on Monday. So what we need to do now is put it out to tender, pick the right group to move it ahead. I would say best case scenario, we would maybe have it done in the first quarter of next year. Worst case, probably a year from now, but we'll certainly try to get it out as quickly as we can. But the key thing is to make sure that it's as complete and as robust as it can be, because, again, if we do a really, really extensive PEA now, that could allow us to expedite even further, you know, how quickly we can move into permitting if the board decides to go in that direction.
You know, one of the things that I find to be really interesting about this particular company, and again, this is not investment advice, but Eagle Hill has a really, really interesting board of directors. You know, go to their website. You can get there simply by clicking on their banner on our site, and you'll see that you've got PhDs involved in it. You've got professional geologists involved. You've got an attorney involved. You've got a CPA and a chartered accountant involved. I mean, these are people who really have some serious credentials. And the one thing that I found over the years is companies like this never dry up and blow away, so to speak. Rylan, we appreciate your time. Stick around, folks. Going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Cortland Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the fields is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome in. You're continuing to listen to the second hour of the weekend edition of our show. Corey and I are chatting right now with Dave Kranzler. Dave was introduced to us by the folks over at Exeter Resources. Chatted off mic with Dave for close to an hour here, and I have to tell you, one of the most interesting guys that we have enticed to come on our show. Dave, you have a hedge fund, and your hedge fund is involved in junior resource companies, but your background is much, much deeper than that. Tell us about it, would you?
First, let me say thanks for having me on the show. I appreciate the invitation. Yeah, I've actually been involved in the financial markets since 1985 when I graduated school. I went to New York and worked for Goldman Sachs in a two-year analyst program. It was a two-year sort of do-it-and-you're-out type thing back then. It was in the fixed income area. And at the time, I wasn't ready to go back to business school yet, so I went and worked for a very small investment firm, private investment firm that was trying to get into the LBO game. And I did that for 2 years and finally decided to go to business school, went to the University of Chicago. And when I graduated there, I came back to New York and worked at Bankers Trust as a junk bond trader for 9 years. So, and after they got taken over by Deutsche Bank, I kind of pulled the ripcord on New York City and moved back to Denver, where I'm from. And I had been just sort of day trading around my account. I was primarily shorting internet stocks because that was right around the time of the internet bubble, as you recall. And around 2001, I got introduced and friendly with a guy who kept bugging me to look at the precious metal sector. And I finally started taking a look at it, and I've been, since late 2001, that's pretty much been the sole focus of everything I do, both personally and professionally.
Now, Dave, when you say you focus on the resource market, you like to focus on junior resource market as well. Is there a reason why you like the juniors?
For me, the juniors, if you really believe that gold and silver are undervalued and are going to go a lot higher, the juniors are the best way to leverage that view and get a leveraged return on it. And they to me, it holds the promise of a lot more upside than the large cap stocks. You know, so let's say, just theoretically, let's say gold moves up to 2,000 from here over the next year. So, you know, maybe Newmont will go up 50%. A lot, if you're in the right juniors and gold makes that kind of move, you're going to get, you know, 5 to 10 times returns on those stocks. And so to me, part of it is also an intellectual attraction. I like the intellectual challenge of looking at a junior mining company and trying to figure out if it's for real or not. And especially given the fact that I'm not a trained geologist, that makes it even more interesting.
Yeah, a bit of a challenge. I've been doing that for over 30 years. It's very, very interesting, but the winners are even more interesting because you're generally highly profitable. Dave, we were talking off mic about, and that's not investment advice, by the way. Dave, we were talking off mic a little bit about your views on the U.S. economy and you know, the longevity issue involved here. Just how long can this whole thing last? I'd like you to share those views with our listeners, if you would.
Well, looking back to 2001, I actually had thought that what happened in 2008 with the financial crisis, which was basically a de facto financial collapse, I actually thought that was going to happen by 2005 or 2006. What I didn't foresee happening was the extent to which Greenspan turned on the printing press and he replaced the internet stock bubble with the housing market bubble and the mortgage bubble. And when that blew up, you know, they threw trillions at it to keep it from totally collapsing, and they kept printing. And again, I didn't expect them to be able to reflate the housing bubble to the extent they have. And I don't think that the housing bubble is inflated to the extent that the perception is. I think there's been a fewer amount of people who have benefited from this run-up in housing prices. I think it's been relegated to some concentrated areas, and it's not as widely spread as has been advertised. And in terms of how long, it's really been a process of kicking the can down the road by printing money, changing accounting rules, not going after banks who are breaking the law. And it's just been sort of a whole, I call it a viper's nest of ingredients that have been thrown together that have allowed them to keep the system from collapsing. And in terms of when it will collapse, I think it's inevitable that it will. And it's just, I've stopped trying to put a timeline forecast on it because they never fail to surprise me with pulling another rabbit out of the hat that prevents it from collapsing. Now, I do think that what we're seeing in terms of Russia and China going around and basically trying to extract themselves as much as possible from using the dollar in their trade agreements. And they're not doing it with just each other. We've seen China sign deals, currency swap deals with a lot of countries where they conduct their trade not using the dollar. And obviously Russia and China just signed that huge gas deal. And although they didn't originally announce that they weren't going to use the dollar, it looks like they're not going to use the dollar. And China even has currency swap deals set up with the UK and France and Germany that allows them to trade with those countries using their respective currencies and not using the dollar. So I think there's been a kind of a systematic effort by the Chinese to slowly extract themselves from their dollar exposure to the extent they can. And at some point, you know, I think you're just, the dollar is going to collapse under, in an air pocket of no support from anyone except the Federal Reserve.
Dave,
and how long that's going to take, I mean, is anyone's guess.
Well, Dave, I think that is the biggest issue. No one really knows how long that'll take. But another huge issue is just what is happening globally. You mentioned China and Russia. They are making some powerful moves right now. I still think Europe has a lot of cleansing to do. I think that they have some issues. That being said, we keep on hearing about stories of China. They've been just cranking up the printing presses. And all of these combined, I think, is one reason why the U.S. has been able to further kick the can down the road, because I don't believe that there is a fully dominant player out there that is really ready to assume this world power status that the U.S. has held. That being said, I think somebody or maybe a group of countries will come down to the issue. Dave, just want to get a final perspective from you. Can you let our listeners know where they can find your website and what you write about on a daily basis?
Sure. My blog is called Investment Research Dynamics. It's investmentresearchdynamics.com. And I try to focus primarily on issues in the financial or the precious metal sector and any kind of political or economic development that's connected to precious metals, which is pretty much anything, I guess. And occasionally if something starts to irritate me, like I did a blog post yesterday about this IRS lost email thing. And that's, to me, I like to put something up. It saves me from spending money and going to see the psychologist.
I can tell you, we are, for lack of better terms, horses of the same herd. there's a quick recovery, huh, Corey? But you know, your thoughts are exactly like ours, and I have to tell you, Dave, we want to get you back on the show. I see a lot of synergy, I see a lot of similarities in thinking, and we would like to get you back. Thanks so much for your time.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Today is an important day. It's your day to be ready, take care of your family, and buy your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. Because today, the Freeze Dry Guy introduces our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month food supply. Today, get the Freeze Dry Guy's 30-day premium unit, normally $364, sale priced at $263, save $101. Buy two cases, normally $727, sale priced at $506, save $222. Or choose three 30-day premium units, normally $1,091, now only $748, save $343. From the Freeze Dry Guy. These premium units are packed with the highest quality Mountain House entrees, meats, vegetables, and Packaway brand freeze dried pineapple and dehydrates, such as milk, ABC stew, and rolled oats, 289 half cup servings. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48. Hurry, our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month supply sale ends soon. So call now, 866-404-3663.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Okay, here to wrap up the weekend edition. I am chatting right now with my friend Pete Grandage and my other friend Glenn Downs. Gentlemen, something that I find to be very intriguing right now is the situation in Iraq that I think is going to, and already is beginning to, blow into a situation on an international level, and that is ISIS. Okay, Pete, you sent me a very, very interesting link to a very, very interesting video. I'm not sure how a link can be interesting, but a video certainly is. It was a segment on Fox News where a woman was talking about her feelings regarding the situation with ISIS and how she feels very strongly that the administration is letting us down by not taking direct action. You know, now we're seeing, according to the headlines in the Wall Street Journal Friday morning, now the administration is going to take a much more active and aggressive role in Syria. And in fact, they're going to seriously support the Syrian rebels. I don't like the direction that this is going in, and Glenn, I'd like to start with you. You know, you're in meetings with these guys all the time up on the Hill. What do you think about all of this?
Thanks, Al. As everyone knows, this is a pretty complicated situation, and it's complicated because there is a narrative that's being put out publicly, and there's a lot of truth to that narrative, but there's just layer after layer of backstory as well. Now, let's not forget that ISIS sprung, at least in part, from the Syrian rebels that the United States and others, including the Saudis, were helping in Syria to begin with. These are the people that were busy. You can go on YouTube. They were cutting off nuns' heads. They were cutting, there was an ISIS leader who had posed with Senator John McCain when John McCain went over to Syria to stand with quote unquote the rebels. Was later filmed on YouTube, literally cutting the heart out of someone and eating it on YouTube. These are the kind of people that we've been supporting. And now Mr. Obama wants to give more support to other rebels that will have been somehow allegedly vetted as being moderate. I don't know what you do. You give them some sort of a test to make them pledge and swear that they're moderate. It's just lunacy after lunacy, or there's something more going on than lunacy. There's some kind of a directed program here, and this business is setting Sunni against Shia, probably as part of a larger geopolitical chess game that involves the Russians, it involves natural resources, it involves the situation in Ukraine. And I think everybody that's a thoughtful person, you know, here in the age of deceit, people need to don't take anything at face value, including what I say or what Peter Grandage says. People need to really do their own due diligence and look at the story behind the story, because there's some big portentous things going on right now.
Pete, I have to agree with Glenn 100%, and it's interesting. I get into discussions with a couple of people who I know who are very, very liberal, and they don't see anything at all negative about what's going on. I just find it very difficult to believe that anyone in their right mind who is informed could feel that way. What's your take on this particular group and on how this is evolving into something greater than just Iraq, Pete?
Well, I would start with your liberal friends to ask them how weird it sounded to them when Secretary Kerry talked about teaming up possibly with the Iranians to answer this problem. I mean, think about that. Someone who's been viewed as a mortal enemy of ours, we're in a position where we're actually thinking of possibly working with them to solve another problem. I mean, that's how deep and how, as was said, complex this situation is. But I think the mistake that people are making, and this is not an area of expertise, and I'm looking at more as an individual private citizen than from any investment or any real experience in it, but this isn't a ragtag bunch of group guys that just got together and are running wild. When you realize that how sophisticated they've been in this, and when you hear military people with real experience talking about how coordinated they were, and then recognize that they're extremely well-financed. In fact, they just knocked over a bank and inherited over $500 million in one of the Iraqi cities. This is not a situation that's going to go away tomorrow, and it's more complex than even just Iraq. It really puts another, unfortunately, log on the fire of the Middle East. And one of the things that hasn't been spoken yet, and maybe it's because I had a chance to listen to a particular program, and that is, a country's name that hasn't been tossed around a lot in these last few years, but is probably going to be the next target. And it may not be tomorrow, but it's going to be over the next several months and few years, and could really destabilize what's left of stabilization in the Middle East.
Okay, Pete, just to interrupt you for a second. Abdullah in Jordan, I think, is one of the voices of sanity, for lack of better terms, in the Middle East. And as you and I have discussed earlier, that's a country that appears to be able to live with a certain amount of peace with the Israelis. One of the few countries over there that is actually on the record as saying they're willing to do that. Now we're talking about some destabilization going on over there. I got to tell you guys, you know, and Pete, I'd like you to address this first, but I got to tell you, I mean, this thing is just getting more and more complicated.
Well, it's getting complicated, and you talked about the video that I originally sent you, and as the lady said, this was at a time when just a few months ago, Obama stood in the UN and said that as far as he was concerned, terrorism was nipped in the bud, Al-Qaeda was on the run, and basically peace was at hand. And when you think about it, before they go and spend all this money supporting the Syrian rebels, look at the money we spent supporting the Iraqi army, and look at the first challenge they had, what happened to it. So I just think it's a bee's nest. It's only going to get more stings, and it's going to become more complicated.
Glenn, I got to tell you, turning it over to you just for a second here, I simply don't understand the role that the United States is taking over there. I mean, it makes absolutely no sense to me. I mean, let's start out with Libya, the situation in Benghazi. I mean, our quote-unquote ambassador, and a lot of people would say that, well, he really wasn't an ambassador. You know, I believe that he was, and he was killed over there along with some other people. Security forces that could have gone in and perhaps saved the lives of some of these people were told to stand down. What the hell's going on, Glenn?
Well, that's the $64,000 question. And one of the reasons it's such a question, and it's almost unanswerable in the real short term, is because the government, even the U.S. government, is not a monolithic entity. They're not only different official branches of government and sections within those branches of government, but there is the so-called deep state, which is funded out of black budgets. It's not accountable to much of anybody. And people don't exactly know who's up to what. So you can have different parts of our own government working at cross purposes and different people in the government doing things that they believe are being done for one particular purpose, but in fact are being done for another purpose as part of a larger geopolitical chess game. And history is replete with these stories. But here in the fog of war, in real time, it's very difficult to sort these things out in real time, except, you know, your spidey senses are tingling correctly, and you're saying, this doesn't add up, this doesn't make sense. So people should call their elected representatives, because they are going to be coming to Congress and asking for explicit dollars, not just money funded out of the black budgets that no one exactly knows how much it is and where the money comes from and all of that, but they're going to be coming through appropriations to Congress to continue funding the wars overseas and an additional $500 million to train quote-unquote moderate rebels in Syria. So that this can be cut off now, this deepening the U.S. in this involvement over in the Middle East can be mitigated, but time is short.
Pete, do you think this is a calculated action on the part of the U.S. government? And you got to keep in mind, it did not start under Obama. Or do you think it is just absolutely ridiculous, irresponsible diplomacy?
I just think it's a man that's been way over his head since day one. He's not had any policy on foreign policy, and he had assumed that he could go over, say he's sorry on behalf of our citizens for all the things that happened, and everybody say, great, let's all live happily ever after, and didn't understand the world stage, and unfortunately brought supporting staff in between Clinton and Kerry that didn't really bring the expertise, someone of novice state that he has, to the table, and we're paying for that price right now.
Well, Al, you know, once again, we all have to stay tuned and look for the story behind the story. And there's a lot of good information out there on the internet, the alternative media, places like the Corlin Economics Report, but people have to really go do some due diligence and find it and use some discretion to weed out the bad information that you're going to get along with it.
There you have it from Glenn Downs and Peter Granage. Gentlemen, thank you so much. Hey, you folks out there, hope you enjoyed this weekend show.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Henry Ford once said, a man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops a clock to save time. Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how national radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.